Chapter 9. Torgon slipped into the meeting chamber in the bowels of the Star Spear, going as quietly as his recently refitted power armor would allow. He had not had time to make the preparations that he would have liked, but the sudden flurry of orders and deployment plans had left no time for anything else. He activated the lumens, lighting up the only other occupant of the chamber.
"Torgon Khan," said Hibu, bowing.
"Hibu Khan,"
Torgon replied in the Chagorian manner, closing the door behind him.
"A strange time to do this, brother," said Hibu. "Did you know about Russ?"
asked Torgon.
"Tell me, if you did." "We should have no secrets."
"I did not. We knew it would be something, though. And the Wolf King was as likely as anything else."
Torgon shook his head.
"I never would have. I didn't think it would be them. Something told me it would start with one of the others. Kurz, perhaps."
He drummed his fingers together, trying to still the agitation he felt.
"We should go after them now. I don't understand the delay."
Hibu chuckled, tinny through his helm vox.
"Look out of the viewports. We have guests."
"That worries me. Are they with the War Master? Are they with the Wolves? What the hell are they doing?"
"The Alpha Legion has engaged the Wolves. I do not think the encounter was friendly."
"Then we must leave the system," blurted Torgon, whirling to face Hibu. "This is the moment. Why else were we meeting if not to force this?"
Hibu reached out, resting a gauntlet on Torgon's forearm.
"Calm yourself. Your agitation is unseemly."
"Unseemly? This is a delicate time. You do not seem to appreciate quite how delicate."
"I appreciate it more than you, I think."
Hibu's voice was firm.
"When the time has come, we will know it. I will be told of it."
"How?"
demanded Torgon.
"How are you getting this information? We do not discuss it in the lodge. You need to be more open with me."
"When this is over," said Hibu,
"when we have negotiated this difficulty, I will show you.
I have been meaning to in any case. But listen to me. This is not the time. These are the stone slips that start the avalanche. If we move too soon, the position will be ruined. Tell me, do you love Terra? Do you love the Imperium?"
Torgon could have struck him.
"You know I do,"
he said, shaking off Hibu's hand.
"Then show some discipline."
Hibu looked at him levelly.
"For now, we make no move. We follow orders. We coordinate just as we always have done. In the meantime, you could spend some time with more Chagorians. You stick out like an ogryn in a beauty parlor."
Torgon fought to control his irritation.
"I was not meant for this legion,"
he muttered.
"Horseshit," snapped Hibu. "You told me the story before, and I said the same then."
He drew closer, his voice lowering.
"There is no fate. You are a White Scars legionary. You can accept that and play your part in what is to come, or you can sulk in the margins and accomplish nothing."
Involuntarily, Torgon's mind shot back to Luna, to the transfer hangars, then to his first glimpse of the 5th Legion trooplifter that would take him out of the solar system for good. He remembered catching sight of the lightning strike sigil and how juvenile it had looked to him then. Gold, white, and red. Childish colours.
"They believe in fate," said Torgon. "All of them. Preached at by the weather magicians. The pattern of time, the will of heaven. They would walk into damnation happily if one of them commanded it. That is what I will never understand. Do you know we are laughed at by the other legions? Laughed at?"
He shook his head.
"It needs to change, brother.
It can be changed, but only if the war must...
Hush, said Hibu, holding a warning finger up. Not here. Not outside the lodge. He drew in a deep, weary breath. We will wait for the Kagan's ruling. He will either go after us or play for time here.
And what of the Alpha Legion?
Hibu snorted. Who knows? They're up to something. But there's such a thing as being too obscure. Torgon's helm display suddenly flashed with a priority order burst. From Hibu's silence, he could tell that the other Khan had also received it. Zhao pattern fleet movement. Enact in T-4. Take stations. Go swiftly. Go surely. For the Warhawk and the Emperor. They looked at one another.
Seems the Kagan agrees with you, said Torgon,
moving quickly towards the door.
Indeed, said Hibu, following him. The Alpha Legion. I wonder if they know what's about to hit them.
Torgon laughed hollowly. There were some things that he could appreciate in his Legion brothers. He'd never doubted their ferocity, their velocity, their flamboyance once given their head. He remembered how Shiban had been in the canyons of Chondax. For all his irritation at the Chogorian Khan's constant pulling ahead, he'd been a little envious of his joy in battle.
Laugh when you are killing.
Torgon had told him that. The advice had been out of character, but sincere enough. He wondered where Shaban was now, and what part he would play in the coming manoeuvre.
Well, if they don't,
Torgon said, moving quickly down the corridor and towards his station,
they're about to find out.
Every starship in the service of the Imperium was different. The secrets hidden within their reactor hearts were jealously guarded by the lords of the Red Planet and shared with no one outside the privileged circles of the elect. Only the Legion's tech marines had any profound understanding of the processes that propelled the vessels and kept them from disintegrating into the void, and even they were not made privy to the deepest secrets. Thus was the dominion of Mars over its creations assured. That did not mean, though, that each Legion became powerless occupants of ships over which they had no control. Every Primarch asserted various preferences during construction. Korax had worked obsessively to make his vessels as stealthy as possible, Vulcan to make them durable, and Fulgrim to make them beautiful. Primarchs had ways of circumventing standard Imperial command structures. They could bend rules, uncover hidden data cores and suborn Mechanica Magi. So it was, as the Great Crusade progressed, that each Legion fleet slowly took on the character of its master through an endless program of refits, retrofits, and base modifications. In the case of the White Scars, only one change was ever requested, and only one metric was ever improved upon. Speed. 5th Legion Tech Marines spent decades boosting reactor power feeds and finding ways to hone maneuverability far beyond the tolerances that each standard ship class had been designed for. The endless pursuit of velocity came with its costs. Gunnery captains had been heard to complain of reduced lance range, and it was well known that a White Scars ship would not carry as many troops or dropships as the equivalent vessel in a standard fleet. But such factors carried little weight in a Legion drenched in the wild-riding tradition of the Chogorian Plains. Understanding orders from the Kagan, the Legion had never shown off its drive's modified capabilities outside of active war zones. Since so few of the other Legions had ever fought alongside the White Scars, this specialism had not become widely known, except for a few speculative reports here and there of strangely elongated engine housings, extravagant thruster formations, and oversized fuel lines. It all made for a ferociously fast set of warships, from the largest behemoths to the most slender of system runners. The Kalgeon was no exception. The frigate gradually picked up momentum, coasting out towards the screen of waiting Alpha Legion escorts.
"This is a standard, Zhao,"
Shiban reminded the bridge from the command throne.
"Full fleet, enacted on a single command from the Swordstorm. You have your vectors and know your craft. Do not disappoint me, brothers."
He caught the expectant happiness on the faces of those working at their stations. The taut atmosphere of guess and counter-guess had been banished, replaced by a more familiar pleasure in doing what they were good at. It was infectious, and Shiban found himself smiling. The White Scars had always been a harmonious legion, free of the mordant temper of some of their counterparts. Low spirits did not suit them.
"And do not outpace the leaders," he warned.
All across the vast battlefront, White Scars' escort craft moved as one, sweeping towards the encircling Alpha Legion forces in a unified screen. Interfleet communications were shut down, and incoming bursts blocked. The enemy had had their chance to make themselves understood. Anything that they said now would be disregarded. Behind the first wave came the cruisers, shining pure white against the well of the void, their huge engines already burning hot. They pulled together, forming a tight battle sphere in the wake of the more strung-out vanguard. Shiban watched as one by one they raised their forward void shields, making the space around them glisten and blur. Still far ahead of the Kaljian's position, the Alpha Legion reacted. They maintained the integrity of the cordon, warding the routes to the nearest suitable jump points and keeping the White Scars corralled within the vicinity of Chondax. As they had done ever since arriving, each ship of the blockade matched the movements of its White Scars counterpart, maintaining a gigantic mirror image across space. Shiban studied the tactical data watchfully. The two fleets were evenly matched. The Alpha Legion had clearly known just how many ships to bring to achieve their purpose. That alone was cause for some suspicion, especially if rumours of them taking on the wolves were true. Just how many battleships did they possess? Had they been poised all the while for this, waiting for the veil to lift? He remembered Femus, the medal, the bodies. His helm display suddenly glowed with fresh orders.
"Begin first phase."
The Kaljian picked up speed, shunting power to its main lance and withdrawing it from the rear void shields. On either flank of the vanguard, other ships did the same. Shiban felt his primary heart begin to beat harder, just as it would have done if he were in the saddle, sighting his prey.
"That's the target,"
he ordered, isolating a counterpart Alpha Legion destroyer on the forward scopes and marking it with an engagement rune. The gap between the fleets closed. The Alpha Legion formation reacted just as a blockade ought to react, maintaining a rigid web across the widest area of space, each node backed up by a second rank of warships held in reserve. Their movements remained cagey, as if they wished to do nothing more than hold the impasse for as long as possible. Shiban admired the discipline of the formation. They were well drilled.
"It won't help you."
The two vanguards closed to within lance range. For the first time, Shiban noticed incoming vox requests from the enemy on the sensorium array, and ignored them. It was too late now. The first stabs of lasbeams flickered out, initially along the Chondax trailing edge, then rapidly spreading down the line.
"Open fire,"
ordered Shiban calmly. The Kaljian's forward lance opened up, spitting a beam of coruscation directly at the target. The enemy void shield splashed with a corona pattern of static, and the ship reacted, ducking out of line, rolling away and returning a volley of broadside lasbeams. Spearing bursts peppered the Kaljian's dorsal void shields as the Alpha Legion ship thrust round to bring its own lance to bear.
"Fire again, then pull away to 452,
ordered Shiban, giving it no time to gain a clear shot. He felt a faint tremble of dextrane as the Kaljian came about. All along the front, similar battles broke out. White Scars ships probing the line and Alpha Legion ships resisting them. It was a classic containment pattern, designed to hem the 5th Legion formation in and prevent isolated ships from running the cordon. The standard breakout response was a full-scale assault on the containment net, aiming to drive it back through a massed volume of concentrated ship-to-ship fire. Such an order was not taken lightly. The result would be ruinous for both sides, and only hotheads like Russ or Angron enjoyed taking such risks. The Alpha Legion clearly judged that the Khan was not so cavalier. In this, of course, they were entirely correct. Shaban's helm display updated again.
Second phase!
The White Scar's vanguard began to drift spinwards, pulling clear of their jump point trajectory and dragging the centre of the engagement back towards Chondax's gravity well. It looked almost careless, as if aimless commanders had launched a half-hearted breakout without the commitment to see it through.
Not too quickly, warned Shaban,
watching closely as his crew let the Kaljian's focus drift a little too low of the combat plane. It had to look lazy, but taking a critical hit now would cause him problems. The intensity of Lasfire picked up. The Zhou-Jia took a heavy blow to its shield generators and had to compensate with the ferocious return thicket of Lasfire. An Alpha Legion corvette with the marker Beta Caliphon misjudged a forward move and blundered into a wall of plasma, shattering half its void shield coverage. For all that, the engagements were muted, probing, restrained. No torpedoes were launched. No gunship wings were unleashed. The two walls of minor warships grappled in a bizarre half-embrace of limited ferocity.
Third phase.
The drift became more pronounced.
I think we can afford to move a little faster, observed Shaban,
watching with satisfaction as the White Scar's line began to crumple inwards. 7 fast-attack frigates withdrew completely, slipping out of contention with their prows charred and their void cover flickering. All across the engagement zone, 5th Legion positions began to collapse, withering in the face of steady, professional pressure from the enemy. White Scar's vessels dropped formation, protecting their own flanks and leaving holes in the offensive wall. As if fighting a strong headwind out on the Altak, the vanguard's momentum faltered. Shaban stared at the forward scope intently, watching for the Alpha Legion response. They brought their capital ships up in support of the first wave, prudently applying pressure where they saw weakness. The net closed tighter, pulling together a little more. In doing so, they brought more guns into range, but their rigidity began to suffer. They were cautious, but not too cautious. The Kaljian bucked as it took a direct hit, the void shields flexing like drumskins before the energy was absorbed.
A return fire,
came the query from the gunnery station.
I have a lock.
I think not, said Shaban,
holding for the next order phase.
Just run us back and rotate to give them a new face. Maintain las volleys, but make it look sloppy.
As the Kaljian rolled backwards, veering away from the bulk of the incoming fire like a poorly crewed smuggler's rig, Shaban couldn't help wondering what Torgon was making of it. Back on Chondax, the Terran Khan had hated feigned retreats, never adopting them while in command of his own brotherhood. He had been a strange one, Torgon. Uneasy with the things that made being a warrior of the 5th Legion the finest, most profound joy in the galaxy. Shaban, for all he had tried, had never really understood him. He briefly considered where Torgon might be now, and his helm display suddenly gained another rune, immediately blink-clicked into a time-stamped order activation. Shaban felt a spike of adrenaline, coupled with a rush of pure pleasure. The Zhao was underway.
Here we go.
Stand by for fleet-wide switch, he commanded, priming the bridge for action.
The chrono started to tick. Ilya could hardly believe what she was seeing. She and Halji had been suffered to remain on the Swordstorm's command bridge, but soon found themselves shunted to the margins as the Khan's retinue had taken their spaces around the throne. She looked over to where the Primarch sat, surrounded by luminous hololith projections, his austere face locked in concentration. None of those around him, the huge warriors of his Keshig, the ship commanders, the strategios and Zadyan Yaga, gave away the slightest discomfort at the mauling their fleet was taking.
"What's going on?"
she hissed to Halji. Her adjutant turned to look at her, his expression hidden behind a blank ivory face mask.
"What do you mean?"
"Has everything I've been doing here been wasted?"
she asked, consumed with frustration at the prospect.
"The supply process was perfect this time. We had everything assembled ahead of schedule. We could have held them off indefinitely, and now this. You convinced me, Halji, that your people knew Voidcraft."
"We do."
"You've got a strange way of showing it."
"Are you watching carefully, Zhu? Do you see what he does?"
"I see him throwing away a tactical position and getting his ships killed."
"Have not lost one yet."
"Damn you! You will soon."
Ilya felt like rushing up and hammering her fists on his thick helm to knock some sense into him.
"Does he not care? Is this just one more game to you all?"
Halji remained good-naturedly unmoving.
"Everything is game. But no, he cares very much. Keep watching."
Ilya turned back to the projected tactical image. It looked terrible. The half-hearted engagement was drifting into incoherence as the first wave of 5th Legion vessels was forced back in upon itself. Any structure to the advance had dissolved, lost in a maze of confused withdrawal lines. The Alpha Legion cordon, represented on the hololith by a bleak front of stolidly spaced blue lights, pushed back remorselessly. She felt her pulse rate quickening with anger. She had worked so hard to instill some sense of discipline into them, to make them take their logistic responsibilities seriously, to ensure that every warship they possessed was properly equipped and knew its function. It was a shambles. She shuddered to think what would have happened if the enemy out there had been something properly terrifying, like the wolves.
"I see nothing."
Before she had finished speaking, the Khan issued a command at last.
"Now,"
he said simply. Even on a bridge crowded with warriors and busy with 100 different activities, his low voice somehow carried to all corners.
5 second mark.
Ilya saw the order burst go out to every warship in the fleet, transmitted directly to the ship commander's helm displays. Above her, suspended on bronze chains, a Pict screen switched over to a countdown timer. 5, 4.
"What was that command?"
asked Ilya. 3, 2.
"It's important that this is synchronized," said Halji. "You should hang on to something."
1. There was no time. The deck suddenly kicked violently, as if something huge had detonated somewhere deep in the Swordstorm's immense hull, and a roar filled the bridge's airspace. Ilya staggered, clattering into Halji's immobile armor and banging her forehead painfully against the ceramite. He reached down to steady her, and she pushed him away, embarrassed.
"We're racing,"
she noted, shocked, watching the fleet spread suddenly contract.
"Throne of Terror!"
The Swordstorm had kicked into full attack speed. The acceleration was incredible, an almost instant switch from dawdling quarter power to a thunderous, booming, barnstorming charge. It should have been impossible. It should have taken whole minutes to key the main drives up.
"As I said, Zhu," said Halji, "keep watching."
Ilya found her feet clumsily, grabbing hold of the edge of a balustrade railing and forcing herself to look up at the tactical hololiths. Everything had changed. The fleet's formation had morphed in an instant, suddenly switching from an aimless drift pattern into an arrowhead shock assault of astonishing precision. Every ship had moved, every one of them, all at the same time. They were now in new trajectories and in perfect concert, suddenly leaping from semi-committed holding patterns into a single attack vector. Ilya felt her mouth begin to hang open and snapped it closed. She had never seen ship mastery like it. The best Imperial naval officers could not have performed such a maneuver in less than 5 minutes, and it would have required hundreds of course correction warnings and hours of preparation to bring off. The White Scars had done it, as one, with no extraneous prompting, in 5 seconds. By then, Halji was laughing.
"Oh, we call this Zao," he told her. "The chisel. It is invigorating."
Ilya stared up at the real viewports, trying to make sense of what she was seeing. The White Scars deployment was now a single spearhead. Escorts shot out, pulling together into a single mass and punching a hole through the cordon. Their sudden burst of speed and concentrated lance strikes wrong-footed the Alpha Legion vessels in their path, and 3 bronze-proud destroyers were overwhelmed almost immediately, lost amidst a whirlwind of plasma and exploding torpedo trails. Other enemy ships reacted, swinging about to plug the gap, but all too slowly. It took precious seconds to swing their lances around and push power to their idling engines, by which time the big 5th Legion bruisers, the Qinzar, the Lance of Heaven, the Kuo Fian, had charged into the fray, thundering up the line forged by the runners and flooding the area with a blistering circlet of destructive las power.
"How are you doing this?" breathed Ilya,
watching the burning shells of Alpha Legion warships hurtle past. More White Scars destroyers screamed through the wreckage, corkscrewing and diving like plunging pods of cetaceans. Everything was aimed at a single point. The flanks were discarded, surrendered to the enemy, as every 5th Legion asset in the battlesphere shot into close formation and boomed up to top velocity.
"The weakness is there," said Halji,
motioning to a location 2/3 of the way along the Alpha Legion's second rank.
"A slight one, but enough."
He nodded in warm appreciation of what was taking place.
"We race to get there first, and that would be honour worth remembering in verse."
The bridge of the Swordstorm hummed and rattled as though it might shake apart. Warning lights glowed angrily along diagnostic displays, cheerfully disregarded by the bridge crew. The Alpha Legion's second rank swam towards them horrifyingly quickly, already glittering with distributed lasfire and hastily loosed torpedo batteries. The encircling Alpha Legion cordon was now compromised and fractured, its constituents struggling to respond to the lone column of ships that burned its way through their heart. Their capital ships were even slower, unable to take advantage of modified engines or the Scars' almost preternaturally skilled crews.
"A ruse," Ilya said, annoyed with herself. "You wanted them to relax."
Halji nodded.
There is advantage to being underestimated, and being fast.
Despite herself, she laughed then. It was the first time she'd done so since the muster orders had come in.
"What is happening to me? I'm learning to love this stupid legion."
The Swordstorm pulled up to the forefront of the chisel formation, propelled by its monstrous, raging engines and surrounded by a swarm of racing escorts. Bulky vessels of the Alpha Legion's second rank tried to bar its path, sliding into a hurried defensive formation with what now looked to Ilya like ponderous clumsiness.
"Those ones are big," she said cautiously.
"They look like battle barges," agreed Halji. "But Kargan does not think they are. One legion cannot engage this many without some improvisation. They do not have the ships. Let us see."
Ilya found herself gritting her teeth as the Swordstorm barreled into range. Its gigantic lances flared briefly, filling the void with the thrown light of a bounded supernova. All around it, other White Scars warships launched forward-facing barrages, vomiting las beams and plasma bolts and torpedo salvos in a vast, intense column of pure destruction. The explosions were instant. Palls of spiraling immolation crashing out in swathes of igniting promethium, flooding the cold vaults of space ahead. Ilya saw a massive Alpha Legion vessel collapse entirely, falling away sharply as its engines imploded. Another 3 targets took horrific damage to their forward void shields, sloughing badly amid sheets of rippling orange and neon yellow. Return fire was sporadic and insufficient, clattering and raking down the armoured prows of the racing White Scars vanguard and causing little damage.
"They're not battle barges," said Ilya. "What are they, then? Bulk troop carriers?"
"It matters not," said Halji. "We are out."
He was right. The chisel had hammered its way through the cordon, breaking it open at its weakest point. The entire formation, tight-knit, long and slender like a throwing javelin, raced out into open space. The Alpha Legion struggled to regroup in its wake, pulling ships from the far-flung cordon formation like an octopus clutching its many limbs back to itself. They hadn't lost critical numbers of ships, but the sudden attack run had blown their formation wide open and destroyed the cohesion that they had so painstakingly built. The White Scars' run did not slow. If anything, free of the need to maintain a barrage of lasfire, it accelerated. The orb of Chondax fell rapidly away aft, mediated by the glowing corpses of a dozen burned-out warships.
"So what now?" asked Ilya. "Do we finish them off, or go for Russ, or Terra? What's the plan?"
Halji looked over her shoulder, up to where the Khan still sat on his throne. The Primarch's expression had not changed. No satisfaction, no elation, just the habitual aquiline fierceness, the solid concentration. His flagship hummed with the release of fearsome energies, powering into the open void like a loosed arrow.
"I do not know," Halji said. "My guess, knowing the Warhawk's mood, none of those things."